Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome
D-Tex Smith and Steve Mix. You are now entering
the MegaCast.
Ted, raise that 12th man flag.
Oh, yeah.
Is that too much sun for you?
I think I'll be okay. I like living like a vampire. I was recording a promo for a wrestling event, so I lowered the blinds.
All right, all right.
Otherwise, too much light. I can't handle it. It's just fun because these are like those chain blinds that you pull, and it looked like you were raising a 12-man flag when you were
right with the two hands. I know. I do it every time. There we go.
Wouldn't that be the cool? I know like it's a random thing just to start the podcast on, but that's just what we do. How cool would it be to have that opportunity to raise the 12-man flag?
That would be awesome.
What would be better? I don't have a comparison. I'm just asking you. Like,
I just feel like I have a better shot of eventually getting to do the scarves up.
Oh, you absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked that they haven't given you that opportunity yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've been banging that Sounders drum since day one.
Yeah.
You're a massive supporter of theirs. I mean, but I feel the same way sometimes with the Kraken. I'm like, well, I mean, come on. Like, show a little love. I've been giving you guys love before you even existed. For like 20 years, I've been banging that Bring Hockey to Seattle drum.
Yeah, I always tell people, like, I think we've talked about it. Like, there's certain radio people who I think have an inside to the club.
Yeah.
I seem to have the inside to the fans.
Yeah, and it's a dumb thing. I know we've talked about this before, and at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. But it sometimes it does get under your skin when you see like all these other media people open up like, look at the brand new jersey the Sounders gave me that's personalized with my name, or Kraken, or look at all right. this, that's so great. And you're like, I know for a fact you do not care about the sport. Like, I've never seen you say a single thing about the sport. But how do you don't. There's no way for any of us to be like, hey, what about me? Even if like you had like listeners be like, hey, you know, Steve and Ted or this and that. It's never a good look.
No.
Like there's certain things you just, nobody can be an advocate for you, and you can't be an advocate for yourself. It's just like, okay, I guess I just don't exist to them.
Yeah, right, which is weird, because I can walk into the ECS section any day of the week and be right. Like, welcome with open arms.
But I always say that, then I deal with like the PR people for the Kraken, and they're the greatest people in the world. Like, they're always just like, what do you need? We'll hook you up with a player, we'll do whatever we can, John Forslund, anytime, like, passes to go to the game when I wanted an opening night, I was media credentials. So I say all that, it's really just whoever, like, the person in marketing probably doesn't have any idea who we are and doesn't care. It's not like the entire team. Or like the person on social media has no idea who we are, but you know, you create it in your head, you're like, the whole team hates me. No, they don't. They're awesome, actually.
Right. And I'm probably one of those old people. If they were like, well, you know, we'll hook you up with tickets for this and that, I'm like, no, just sit in my seat, it'll be fine.
Right, right. I just want a jersey for free. Is it too much to ask?
Can I just raise the scarf? Did you see Chad Marshall do it before the
no.
CONCACAF Champions League final?
Uh-uh.
So he did it, and then he's up on that little stage, right? And then he chugged a beer. Then they gave him another beer and he chugged it.
Oh, I love that. You wouldn't see that like in a Mariners thing. After someone throws out a first pitch, and I could be like, here, fireball.
It was just all, because like you could tell they had it planned, and like the dude like running it hands him one. And then when he leans over and they hand him another one, I was like, oh, Chad, you are a legend.
Man, I think though, if I had a pick, I would, the 12th man flag. It has to be.
Seattle.
Did the Kraken have, I know like, I think they had one time they had someone like ring a horn. But I didn't see that at every game, so I don't know if they're like...
And the 12-man flag is just so cool. I mean, it's right before the game, and that place is so loud.
Oh, it's everything. You also get, like, the greatest hype package made about you. Like, yeah. I want all of it. Like, I'm not just going up there just to do the flag and, like, wave a towel or a flower. I don't know what I'm talking about. I want, like, the whole, he's been on the radio for 20 years. You know, I have, like, that all, like, the words and, like, the anthemic music. And then it all just kind of like,
crescendo.
Yes. And then the whole crowd. And he's been a Hawks fan since he was a kid.
I'm just going to start adding fake facts.
It's true. I liked them when Steve Largent was on the team.
Oh, no, you're right. I'm just thinking about me. It's like, he's been a fan since he was 18 on the East Coast.
He was born into a Seahawks family, oddly enough, in Washington, D.C.
Right.
He told John Schneider to draft Russell Wilson.
Well, that's like last year was at the Niners game. Like I said, everybody's like, Like, oh yeah, man, got that Corn Robinson jersey. Yes. Blah, blah, blah. Yes. It's not even my jersey.
It is now. You that's when you became a fan.
Oh, dude, so with Sounders stuff, like our tickets are so close in the North End. I've gotten used to seeing us like when we score a goal. But Blitz put out a video the other day of him pumping up the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh man, that looks like the Niners game. And he turns and like the camera follows him as he like turns around and you could see me in that jersey. Just like, oh, yeah. Oh,
that's amazing.
Yeah, I was like, nice.
He taught Cam Chancellor how to hit people.
Right.
And now he's raising that 12th man flag.
You know who's raising it the first game this year?
Okay, who?
Future.
All right, yes.
No.
I pitched. It's so funny you say that because I was like, I know it's petty, but what if Future raised the 12th man flag? Or
right.
Golden Tate, Doug Baldwin, all the players that had some, Richard Sherman. Those three, because they always have been very vocal about whatever. Like, there's rumors or they've actually legit been vocal about their issues with Russell Wilson. And then I was like, how long does it take you to teach somebody how to sing? Because I think singing the national anthem, his ex-wife, Ashton Wilson. Could you imagine that? What if she knows how to sing? I would give her the opportunity.
I will say this. I do hope when he shows up, he gets a warm reception. Like, Russell, because I always say, like, the tough part about Russell is, like, he got us the first Super Bowl. He kept us winning for years.
10 years.
And it doesn't take away, like, he did go to those hospitals every Tuesday. So I love everything he did for the community and this and that. So I hope people, like, when he gets announced, give him a big round of applause. Once the game starts, boo the hell out of him.
Oh, dude, I always preface on the air.
And like, the NFL was petty as hell to schedule that game.
First game of the season. I know, the schedule already dictated that they were taking on the Denver Broncos, but I'm excited that it's the first game of the year.
I agree 100%. I think, because look, the Seahawks are not going to be good this year. I think if we have a chance of beating the Broncos, it's that first week.
Right. Do you want to have the Seahawks coming into the game at 2-6, taking on like the 5-3 Denver Broncos who are like on a 5-game winning streak? Or do you want to take them on when everyone hasn't figured each other out? The first few games have typically, they don't dictate how the entire season's going to go because people are still figuring their crap out.
Yeah, the first 3 weeks of the NFL season are always kind of odd.
Yeah, so let's take advantage of that because this is probably our only chance to beat them, and maybe that's the momentum that this team needs to go all the way to the playoffs. Maybe not. Dude, that would be so insane, though.
Well, Pete can't say it, and they talk around it, and like they're gonna compete. That's not,
of course,
but like look, this year's not gonna be good, so it'd be kind of nice just come out and be like, listen, 12s, the stadium's already loud. Let's just make it as hostile as it can.
This is
like
our championship game.
Right, this is going to be a long year. So let's just try to win as many home games as we can, and let's just play spoiler for other people.
Right, like let's start on a high note. The weather's going to get crappier, and so is this team.
Yeah.
That should be the slogan.
Right, because when you get into like late October, early November, you got to play a bunch of games, and at that point, like it's gonna, you're in the dog
Rams
days.
Are just gonna pounce us repeatedly with Bobby Wagner.
Oh God, right. So I'm just saying, like that's a tough part of the season, but like that's how I just play. Look, boys, we're winning stuff at home.
Right, this is the game we need to win. After this, we don't give an F. This is the bitter ex-boy. This is like you hiring a really hot call girl to show up to the same event that your ex-girlfriend's at.
Right. And then the other thing, too, is like,
that's a stretch, but you know what I mean.
Well, that's the other weird thing about this breakup is like, it's like breaking up with a girl that like, she did a lot of stuff that was cute when you dated her. And now you're like, that ain't cute at all, honey.
Right.
All right. It's just annoying.
Right. I thought it was okay when you named our dog after where we lived, but now you're living with this guy and you're naming your dog after that. That's stupid.
Yeah. And when do I get to see Kirkland again?
Dude, every time we go in here and we talk about it, I'm like, I know. I'm about to say something that sounds like a bitter ex-boyfriend to Russell Wilson.
It is.
But I do legit love the guy. And I don't want to see him do well this year. I ain't going to lie. I don't care if he ends up having incredible seasons with the Denver Broncos after this year. I want the Broncos to suck so we get that good draft pick. After that, I don't care. You know,
that's
I mean,
a good call.
I don't want to root for him this year. I don't want to see him get hurt. I don't want to see him like. I want to see the team just suck just as bad as the Seahawks did for him last year. And let's just have that. That way we get a good draft pick. Otherwise, it's like, what? I don't want to cheer for this guy and then we get crap.
Well, I know, but they're going to be good.
I know. I keep telling myself that. You know, maybe he breaks another finger.
I think ideally, right, like that's what I'm saying. Like this, I'm just being a realistic Seahawks fan.
Sierra's on Sports Illustrated, and oh my gosh,
we're not gonna be good this year. They're gonna be good. the next year is a bunch of quarterbacks. Like, yes. I want to see like 4 years from now. Can you imagine a rematch? But this time in the Super Bowl,
bro.
But this time it's the Seahawks piloted by whoever against him, Russell Wilson in the Broncos.
Treat him like Peyton Manning in Super Bowl 48.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Oh my God, it would be worth it. These next few years would be worth it for that.
Yeah, and if I'm Russell Wilson, man, first of all, you got to deal with that division. And then you got to deal with coming back and playing Seattle, where you know Prez is going to try to put a lick on him.
Like, oh, God, yeah.
And then you got to go face Bobby Wagner at some point in the season. It's like, you're not wearing that red bib. Bobby's going to hit you.
Yes, it's going to be amazing. We can be friends after this game, Russ. Did you see, DK Metcalf's tweet today?
No.
So Isaac Harris, who's a writer for like the Dallas Mavericks of all things, not even in the NFL. Like, he's all right. So I guess he wrote an article or wrote something. Oh, no, he was responding to DK Metcalf. I see why now. So DK wrote a tweet saying Warriors in five. And I got to imagine they're taking on the Mavericks.
They are. Yeah.
Okay. So Isaac didn't take lightly to that and responded, Seahawks be lucky to hit five wins this year. To which DK responds, ask your mama how many wins we going to get.
Did you see the Lil Wayne and Mark Cuban stuff?
No.
So Lil Wayne is buddies with Chris Paul. So he was courtside for Game 7. So Mark Cuban, and he tweeted out like a couple weeks ago, Luca a hoe.
Wait, Mark Cuban tweeted that out?
No.
Oh.
Lil Wayne did.
Okay. I was like, wow.
So Mark Cuban went back, found the tweet, retweet, quoted it with a picture of him courtside, and then quoted Wayne's own lyric, the like, same old, what's it say? I can't remember, but something like, blah, 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 you're in the front row. Oh, it's a S show, you in front row.
Okay.
And tagged him in it, which I thought was pretty funny, like used his own lyric against
him. Do you think Mark Cuban knew that lyric or had somebody like a part of his like team that's like, find me something that'd be funny to say to Lil Wayne?
Man, that's a tough question. But that's another problem. So then Wayne comes back over the top. He deleted it, but it was like, Mark Cuban, don't make me smack you up. Like, I'm gonna number one in your mouth or something.
No, he didn't.
But so he deletes it. But then
just Twitter people.
But then people keep posting pictures. They're like, there's pictures of Wayne partying with Mark Cuban after the Dallas one. Oh. And they're like, so I think they have to kind of know each other.
So maybe they're just playing around.
That's what it could be.
Yeah, but it was like just trash talking, having some fun, which is still random. That Lil Wayne and Mark Cuban are trash talking each other.
Right, and it's also like Lil Wayne has a ton of money, but it's like, yo, Mark Cuban, a billionaire.
Right, right. He's like, you have chump change compared to him.
Tech Talks, starring the Tech Smith.
I say it. I feel like I've said this one a lot.
Uh-oh.
Just be there. Put in the effort. Sometimes it sucks. Friends, family, whatever. Mm-hmm. Just put in the effort. Try to, you know. I always say, me and my brother have that yearly trip or whatever, which isn't anything big, but we just try to schedule time.
Yeah.
You know, I try to see other friends and, you know, I'm going to fly back east here and see some family. So just put in the time because, I mean, we've seen with the pandemic, with everything else going on, like it you just don't know.
I legit was just thinking that yesterday. I was like, I haven't seen like, you know, our buddies, J-Mac. We saw J-Mac at the roast, but I haven't seen Munson since he's had a kid. And I'm like, got to plan a day to go get some food with those guys. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not a chore. It's actually something I always look forward to. It's just, I suck at planning things because everything's, you know, like, you're probably saying like, go.
Right, you're busy.
Right. And then all of a sudden you're like, crap, where did the year go? I haven't seen this person in like 8 months.
Correct.
Like, yep. So, you know, I don't feel so bad. Munson still hasn't seen my child. It's been 2.5 years. So I'm not feeling that terrible. Do you remember the time when we were wasted and we FaceTimed him and Jay and we just laid the guilt trip on Munson?
Oh, yeah.
About not seeing my kid. I don't think he's ever going to see my kid out of spite now. I remember he's wasted, we're wasted, and then we just took like on a special episode of FaceTiming with Mike Munson, and we're like, Michael, when are you going to see my child? And it just went from like everyone giving each other crap to him like legit looking like he felt bad.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is. I for some reason, like, I have a few friends, you're one of them, where like the kids are born and I actually like see them when they're like babies.
Yeah.
But like my buddy Matty C, like same thing, when he had his first kid, like, I randomly like rented a car one weekend. I was like, dude, I'm cruising around. I'm going to stop by and see your kid.
Yeah.
But then our other friends, like we kept it going for like same thing, like 2 years. Like, are you ever going to meet his kids?
Right, right. And it's funny. Like I have some friends like that met her when she was right away born. Like you have met her and Jay. I'm like, and I want to be like, you know, she's a lot more fun now that she actually walks around. Like she has a personality. It's like. But you're right, dude. We got to make more time. That's also a big part of why I always try and find reasons to, like, you and I have, like, our silly slumber parties. Yeah. I'm like, you know, like, three or four times a year, I know for a fact, oh, we're going to have some quality time. Granted, we're going to be under the influence and be wasted, but it's still, like, that's quality time that I don't want to miss out on, like, 5 years from now. I'll be like, man, I missed out on all those times, like, for whatever reason, you know?
Well, and even with that, I mean, granted, it was kind of a different world, too, like, not last Christmas, but the Christmas before. But you came over in like December and like, I think we could go out. But I think people would find it funny that like we planned this amazing night. We just sat at my table and like talked, like just really talked for like 2 or 3 hours. That it was like, all right, yeah, let's fire up some drinks or whatever. But like, yeah, we just sat there and talked.
I think that's always what my wife finds the funniest is like your idea of like a crazy night out. I think in theory, we have all the plans in the world to like, we're going to hit these bars and we're going to go do this. Like we, on paper, do have a crazy night out. What it ends up being is you and I sitting on your couch watching music videos and giggling. All right, let's take a quick break. All right. When we come back, besides the Seahawks, there's other stuff going on in the world of sports.
There is.
The Ted Smith has gone knee deep into the world of professional hockey. You probably see more games than I have.
I logged a lot of games this weekend.
All right, because I've only seen one, so you've seen a lot more than me. All right. When the MegaCast returns.
Ted and Steve need a minute to jump in the shower and crush a beer. The MegaCast will be back.
Do you have very little energy? You know you do, and everyone can tell. You need a big, big energy drink. Even if you have average energy, one swallow of a big, big energy drink will pump you up. Big, big energy comes in a box or individually. Just put it in your front pocket so everyone will know you have big, big energy.
Hey, you've got big, big energy.
Yes. Yes, I do. Better use both hands, because we're going to give you a bunch of fluid ounces. Big Big Energy, the energy drink that will have the thirsty asking, can I have a taste? Big Big Energy drink.
May not actually generate energy.
Why are you listening to this crap? I'd rather listen to Kids Bop over this shit. The MegaCast is back.
Like watch SNL live.
Uh-oh. He gone crazy. Living the nightlife.
That's so funny.
I'm like, man, maybe we'll have our slumber party in December this year now that things are open again. You're like, you're planning things already in December. We're not even in summer yet.
I was like, say, we're not even 6 months out. And Steve's like, we got to get it on the books, which I respect.
Yeah. When the moment you get home, it's like straight up dad times. And the moment you go, pretty much you go to bed, because I don't go to bed much later than Tatum. I mean, she goes to bed at 7:30. I'm like, we're like 9 o'clock.
All right.
It's like, go, 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 go. It's like, I don't ever, like, to put it in perspective, like, I love sometimes doing the podcast because from 10 o'clock to 11:15, I take a nap in our production room. And I finally put up a sign saying, in use, do not disturb.
Oh, nice.
Because I was like, so many times people use that green room.
To take phone calls,
and they keep coming in, even the same person, Eric. And it's like, okay, enough already, man. You know I'm sleeping in here. We joke about it.
That's too good.
He walked in once, woke me up. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's cool. 40 minutes later, walks back in again. And I'm like, still doing what you did, walked in on earlier, taking a nap.
Yeah, and look, I get it, right? Because, like, Castle's the same way. And I'm the same way. Like, when I talk on the phone, I pace around and stuff. But it's like, right now, it's like, there's a bunch of empty studios.
I was about to say, it's not like as if there isn't 9 empty soundproof rooms and then conference rooms that they can easily walk into and nobody would blink an eye.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Don't go in the one room that has a couch.
Right.
Like, I'd go in any other rooms. I'd sleep here.
I took a nap in there this last summer when it was so hot because it's cold and air-conditioned in there.
It's so nice. Yeah.
Man, I'll tell you what, that little booth that Rev uses that I edit up audio, that room gets freezing.
It's a freaking igloo.
it's right in the summertime. I'm just like, oh, there's so many nights where I'm like, I should just walk over there. But then I'm like, ah, Christ, it's 12:30. Rev will be in there in a few hours. That's not going to be worth it.
Dude, it's always the worst. Like when we're like playing Beat Migs, I go into that room for soundproof and I'm like, oh, crap, I need a hoodie. Because it's yeah. like, for even for a minute in there, I feel like I'm doing like one of those like Russian baths. Like I go in one room, it's like normal temperature. Next room, I'm freezing my ass off.
Yeah, I mean, as hot as it gets, like by 4 o'clock on the show, I'm usually in a hoodie.
Yep.
And he's like, what's the hoodie? I'm like, it's chilly in that room. Like, yep. I'm happy it's cold in that room, but it for some reason, the main studio never seems to cool off that much.
No.
In the summer.
It gets like around 9 o'clock, I notice our studio gets kind of chilly.
All right.
I'll usually pull out my KSW hoodie I keep here at work.
Yeah, but that little room just, it's like all the air just goes in there.
But I'll take that any day of the week. Then remember when we had a little bit, like 1 year, we were having issues with our heat and air.
Oh.
And like every once in a while, it would just jack up to like 80 degrees and
yeah.
we could not lower it. And it was like, it was one of the most brutal experiences. I mean, I'm sure people know what it's like to be in a hot room, but it's just like when you're trying to talk and do a show and you're just like, want to take a nap. Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah. And you're trying to be entertaining.
Pitting out.
Yeah. And there's nowhere to go. Like, even if you're at a baseball game in the summertime and you're out in the outfield and you're just baking,
mm-hmm.
like, at a certain point, you'll go in the concourse, rack up some shade. Like, when you're just doing the show in a hot studio, it's like, yeah, so I'm just going to be here having sweaty palms for the next 4 hours.
Speaking of baseball, did you know that the Mariners, they have a kids' play area?
I did not.
I didn't either. And I was
Where's it at?
I don't know.
That's baseball, though.
It's like in the 300 level, I think.
That makes sense.
There's a full-on like little slide. It's like a little playground
right.
for kids to play in. And I was like, because Sid and I are thinking about taking Tate on Memorial Weekend to.
Oh, nice.
And we're like, first baby's first Mariners game. We're joking. We're like, how many innings do you think we're going to last? I'm like, three at best.
That seems to be the going rate for kids.
Yeah.
Three or four.
But with the playground, we could be there. If they have a doubleheader, we'll be fine. Like, she'll yeah. just hang out in that playground area. And then there's, like, 90 minutes before game time. From, like, 90 minutes to 30 minutes prior to game time, there's a spot where you could go to get a picture with the Mariner Moose.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we're doing that. I was just so pumped. And we were talking about it on the air. I'm like, I didn't know. Somebody, like, texts in and goes, can't believe you've been living here this long and say you're a Mariners fan, didn't know that there's a kid's playground in the ballpark. And I'm like, I just had a kid 2 and
Why
a half
would you
years
have ever
ago.
Looked for it?
Right. I think it's weirder if I knew exactly where it was and I didn't have a child. Like, this is not on my radar. Like, I never once was like, safe or T-Mobile Park's pretty sweet, but is there a kid's play area for this grown man that has no child?
Yeah, and also, like, I don't know. I get it. There's a lot of people that go to a lot of baseball games, but for most of us, like, sorry, it's baseball, and it's the Mariners.
Right.
I go to, like, 4 or 5 games a year.
I know where the pretzel's sold,
right.
And I know the pen.
Okay, right. I was going to say, I know where the beer stands are. I like. By the way, Safeco has really good food.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, dude. I've said for years, they should have Hemp Fest there.
Oh my gosh.
Open up like
they make a killing.
Some of the vendors and stuff, just like, this is great.
They would make a killing.
Yeah.
Well, even like for my wife who's vegan, it's good options there. And now that I've been eating plant-based.
Plant-based Steve.
I haven't really fully like.
PBS.
That's a plant-based Steve in the house. Better than VS. That sounds like a.
Veggie Steve?
Yeah, or Vegan Steve.
Vegan Steve.
Stegan.
Stegan.
I'm Stegan.
Free Steven.
I'm Stegan. Hi.
I was raw dog and broccoli last night. I feel you.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant...
I cooked asparagus. So my pee smells weird today.
Nice.
And the agony of defeat.
Enchiladas.
The Ooh. Ted Smith's
Wide World.
They're Stegan.
Brought to you by
Smith Family Popcorn. Good people. Great popcorn.
They've got Stegan flavors. Like Tuscan Joy.
So, it's funny you say enchiladas. I don't know who listens to this podcast, but to this day, I still tell the story of your rehearsal dinner with Sid's family in the manicotti, and they're like, so it's like an Italian enchilada. Okay, you're not wrong, but it's a manicotti.
It's nothing like an enchilada, other than it's in a cylinder kind of shape.
And it's filled with cheese.
It's like saying these egg rolls, they're like enchiladas. Actually, they're more like enchiladas than a cannoli.
Because right. Now, I will say, watching the pure joy of adults who had never heard of or had a cannoli in their life.
Right.
It's like, Jesus. All right.
I mean, it's just, it's pure on explosion in your mouth.
Oh, yeah. They were pumped. And I was just like, that was kind of fun. It's weird. Like, I always take for granted we grew up with Italians on the East Coast.
So you just assume everyone knows what a cannoli is and also knows what they taste like.
And look, I love Buca di Beppa.
Mm-hmm.
But when, like, we're at some super crazy Italian place.
Right, we're like in Manicotti, Little Italy.
Manicotti is like, to me, it's like, right, like growing up, there was, everybody had spaghetti, pasta, and then it was like, lasagna, stuffed shells, and Manicotti were like the thing. Oh,
I think we're having lasagna tonight.
Ah, I love lasagna.
Dude, you and me both. And not Heathcliff.
Garfield.
Garfield.
Do you like it cold?
I'm totally fine with it cold.
Lasagna to me is like, chili I don't eat cold, but like, for some reason, I just like Italian food cold.
Yeah.
But also,
I can eat spaghetti cold.
Yeah, and I feel
it's kind of clumpy.
Yeah, and I feel like for some reason, lasagna, like chili, almost tastes better the next day.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you. Like, usually it's the leftovers from lasagna. Even when we heat it, it tastes better.
Yeah, and I was watching a cooking show the other day.
It absorbs like everything, all the ingredients into the noodle better, I think.
Something. Yeah, I was watching a food show and the dude, it was like a chili joint. The guy was like, oh no, we sit it overnight. We don't serve it till the next day. It's better that way. And I was like, all right, so I'm not insane.
Dude, dropping all the meat and dairy, the only hard part is I'm not enjoying my Food Network shows as much as I used to. I watched Man vs. Food and he had one of these challenges where he ate like a giant tub of ice cream with four waffles in it and all this whipped cream. And I'm like, I mean, there are plant-based versions of ice cream, and they're delicious, like the Ben & Jerry's brands. But it's just like, oh my gosh, I don't know if I could give it up anymore.
The Coconut Bliss wasn't bad.
No, very good.
Yeah.
We get that brand, and yeah. We were all excited because there's a Peppa Pig flavor at Menchie's.
Ooh, nice.
But it's not the vegan one.
Ugh.
So we can't go there until the Peppa Pig's gone, because there's no way Tatum's
going to. She's not going to see Peppa Pig and just let it go.
Oh, we'd have a meltdown.
All right, I got to get up to sports, but last week, I think it was like Tuesday or something. Like, I was like, I don't know, man. I just feel like a piece of cheese. And got like a little, I'm like, yeah, you can't do that anymore.
You can if you get like the right type. Like, my wife grabs like certain types of cheese, like the fake cheese, like Daiya for certain things. But there's another brand that has like a pepper jack cheese.
All right.
That's freaking amazing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you just feel like cutting off a little piece of cheddar and eating it.
Same.
Yeah.
Or back when I was younger, grabbing one of those individually wrapped pieces of yellow cheese.
American?
Yeah. So it's perfectly called American cheese because it's just such an American thing. This overly processed, unhealthy slab of cheese.
It is, but also it's an amazing engineering feat.
Why is that?
Oh, God damn it. All right, we'll just blow off sports.
Okay.
So I'm obsessed with a show called Foods That Built America on History, right? So I watched one that was all about Mr. Kraft and how he started it. So at the turn of the 20th century, like, people worked hard jobs, right? You worked assembly lines, like 1920s and stuff. So meat was hard, it's hard to keep, there's no refrigeration. So dairy was like a simple way for people to get big meaty big calories and be fulfilled. But people also got sick from it all the time. So he came up with American cheese as a way to people to have like calories and dairy that wouldn't just go bad.
Really?
Yeah. So it's funny because like I have a soft spot for American slices. Like, they're always in my fridge for sandwiches. But yeah, I was like, right. Like, it was made for a good reason.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grilled cheese. That's the way to go with those.
Grilled cheese, or to me, like, like a hamburger, I like American cheese on it.
Agreed. 100% agreed. Like, I'm not against it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not against cheddar, but like, I don't know. Like, I like a Dick's Deluxe with American, or a Dick's Cheeseburger, just like slice of American on there.
I don't know what's more impressive, that fact or the fact that you saw a documentary on cheese and decided to sit through it. Like, oh, I gotta watch this.
Do you know who their number one competitor was?
Oh, I'm gonna go with the Canadians.
Pabst.
Pabst? Like beer?
Yeah. Yeah.
They had a cheese?
During Prohibition, they started making a cheese that was pretty close, but it was so close to Mr. Kraft. So a recipe, right? If you can't really copyright a recipe.
Okay.
Because if I just add a teaspoon instead of a tablespoon of something.
Now it's no longer.
It's no longer your recipe.
Got to.
But what he patented was the way to make this cheese. So Pabst got into the business of making the cheese. They called it Pabstette. And it was selling like crazy. So after Mr. Kraft wins the court case, Pabst's like, I guess we'll shut down. And he's like, not so fast. still make it. You just got to pay me some.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then just after Prohibition, they get back to making beer, kind of went away.
Screw the cheese.
Yeah, and then Velveeta shows up. But yeah, I mean, it's dude, this show blows my mind.
What is it called?
Foods That Built America.
Foods That Built America. Is it on the Food Channel or like the History Channel? Okay, I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, I don't. They might be done with the new episodes, but usually Sunday night they play a bunch of them back to back. Adam Richman's on there as well. Man versus Food.
So, okay.
Yeah.
How's he doing on that? Because you know he had a little bit of a run where he seemed kind of douchey.
I like him.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a Tottenham fan, which is tough to
take. I would say he's a soccer fan. I figured you might like it. A little snarky.
I think he just went through a period where, and I don't blame him, like he was that show.
He was.
Then he was kind of tired. He's like, I'm not doing food challenges anymore. Somebody told me it almost killed him.
Yes.
Just between like eating all those calories and then trying to work it off, it was like not good for his heart.
And then he like got on social media, like took shots at people who like don't like lose weight or something like that. I think that pissed some people off. He's like, you're the man versus food guy.
Right. Because he started dropping pounds and people were like, what are you doing? And he's like, or like he posted. Yeah. So I go back and forth of him. I like him. I think he's a great TV host. I don't know that he's the kind of guy I would hang out with.
Right. Whereas the other guy that now
Casey
hosts,
Webb.
He could hang out in our slumber party.
Right. He seems awesome.
He seems like the most fun human being in the world. That's what I love about Man vs. Food. And I loved Adam, and I love the original version. The original version might be better, but for some reason, I love watching the new one because Casey just seems like he seems like one of us.
Correct. And Casey, with Adam Richman, like, we could eat some crappy stuff, but like, we're probably going to a good restaurant to get something specific. Whereas like Casey, it'd be like, yeah, man, let's just get a bag of dicks and drink some beers.
Right.
And the only thing I like, Casey Webb, at any point if the recipe calls for a beer, they always show him slugging the beer on the side.
He is no stranger to a pint of beer on that show.
I just love that he's the only one that I've seen do food challenges where there's like a pint of beer there.
That's what I love about it.
I was like, my man.
He's the best.
Yeah.
All right, we got to get out of here. I know you got to go do your show, but hockey's been great.
NHL, great job. I talked about it on my podcast, talked about it on the men's room. Just unbelievable weekend games and play. Even my buddy Sean was like, I don't really care about hockey. He's like, dude, you're right. Playoff hockey is a different beast.
It's next level, dude. Even my wife's family are watching. They never cared about hockey. And all of a sudden, like one of her cousins, like, what do you think about this Toronto team? I'm like, dude, they're going to blow it. Don't even think about it. And they ended up blowing it.
I watched, Steve, how bad am I? I watched that on CBUT just to hear the heartbreak.
Yes. Like I said, I want to see them lose in the first round in an epic fashion. If they don't, then I want to see them win the cup. And they ended up losing, so that's fine. Battle of Alberta, I'm excited about that. Oilers and Flames. The Battle of Florida, nobody's excited about that unless you're in Florida.
No. I'm cheering for the Blues.
Yes.
The hell with Colorado.
F Colorado. They're too good. They're better than every team in there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm rooting for the Flames, I think.
All right.
Either team that comes out of that series, I'm going to root for, I think.
Yeah, and Colorado and Edmonton just, to me, have the two biggest stars.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
So,
but I like the star in Edmonton. I don't really care about the stars. I just do not like Colorado.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Plus, I don't want to see them win a cup a year after getting rid of Grubauer. I know we all crap on Grubauer. Not I, personally. I like Grubauer. But, you know, a lot of people do. I don't want to see them getting rid of their star goalie and then winning the cup. That just bothers me.
Yes. And next week, remind me, I have hockey questions for you.
Let's do it.
All right.
Next week. Next week's episode. Hockey Talk.
Between the Pucks.
With Stegen
and Shted.
Follow us on Twitter at the Megacast.
Yeah, man.
See ya.